The group had agreed that if I led them out of the forest, they would help me to make my contact in the human city.
City of Pakal.
Of Paku.
Bless you.
I had no idea what was in store for my first interaction in the human realms. I certainly didn't expect what transpired.
They took her.
Oh no!
What do we do?
We have options, none of which are very promising.
I'll go to the Collective.
Like he said, not very promising.
Will they help us get her back?
Help us? Strangers in their city? Hardly.
What's the point of engaging them then?
We can get a full understanding of the situation, and possibly a clue to where she was taken, or why.
I see.
I might need to buy that last bit of information.
Pony up.
I got no much, lass.
You never do. You gamble it all away.
Here's all I have.
How much do you have, elf?
In human coin?
Never mind. Is that everything? I need everything we've got.
I'm holding for our lodgings tonight.
If this goes bad, we will not be staying the night. All right, shake down the place and we'll meet at Gorgon's Tankard. We'll decide what to do from there.
How do you know about a tavern in the town already?
How do you know what types of trees are in a forest, elf?
I see.
I'll meet you as soon as possible. We may be too late already.
I hope not.
Have a drink ready for me when I get there.
Will do, lass.
Thank you all for your help.
Don't thank us yet.
A couple of questions. What did she mean by shake down the place?
Look around for anything that might tell us more about the situation. About the kidnapped shop owner, the robber kidnappers, and why they took her.
And your second question?
How are we going to have a drink ready for her? She took all of our money.
Ah, well, that's part of shake down the place as well. We are in an antique shop full of valuables we might sell to a fence.
But I thought we couldn't fence anything in town without consulting the criminal collective who runs that sort of thing.
That's why we are going to the specific tavern that Verasta named. When she checked in with the collective when we first got into town, she got the name of an approved place to go to turn stolen goods into cash.
We're not going to steal from the shop owner in the middle of her plight, are we?
If we use the money to free her from kidnappers, she won't mind. If she is, fortune forbid, already dead, she still won't mind.
If and we do free her from the blackguards, and she does mind, we'll repay the value straight away. And I'm done with her for sure.
It doesn't make sense.
What doesn't, lad?
This is a shop filled with valuables, and they've taken the owner.
Yes?
Why not take everything of value if you've got the shop owner tied up and out of the way? They must be looking for something specific. Something worth more value than all they could carry away.
Aye. These are no everyday ordinary robbers.
There are ordinary everyday robbers?
Let's get ourselves to this tavern and see what's what.
Within an extended family among the Elven realms, we have a sense of community property. You have less of a right of ownership to an item to extended family than to a stranger. Even less to immediate family, and almost non-existent to matron, mate, or close sibling. It would be extremely rude of me to assume we could take a half-blood's wares and personal effects as Haltielu, the family right. So I consigned myself that I was, indeed, stealing the valuables of the person I was sent to contact in the city. I wasn't even a full day in the human realms, and I was already breaking their civil laws with full knowledge and intent. I was making a rather poor ambassador from my people to the humans.
But to a good end.
No matter that. We reconvened at the appointed place, in urgent waiting for Verasta to return. Shouldn't we be doing something? Looking for her tracks or something?
We are, in a manner of speaking.
Verasta has gone to the criminal collective to see what clues she can discover that may lead us to your friend's capture.
She's hardly my friend, and you've done all you agreed to do. Why are you pursuing this, to your possible peril?
Because it's the right thing to do, lass.
Well, certainly there are other robbery-kidnapping victims in the city. Why is this special?
Well, she's connected to you, in even the barest of terms.
But you're not really connected to me.
Of course we are.
Here she comes. And a fine ale for you, girl. What?
This can't be good.
1,000 knives in their back and as many curses upon their heads as well.
Definitely not good.
What did you find out?
Firstly, the criminal collective says that the robbers are within their rights to rob the antique store, because Perchinog did not pay her protection, so she's fair game as far as the collective is concerned.
I take it Perchinog is the antique store owner's name?
And secondly?
What?
Well, you said firstly, so there must be a secondly.
Secondly, the property that was taken was a magical item, and all magic brought within the city walls must be registered with the official authorities, which Perchinog also did not do. So the city guard is useless because they'll just lock her up for selling unlicensed magic within city walls.
Magic is illegal?
Magic is very rare in the human lands. In some communities, you have to get a license to practice magic within the city, even for academic purposes or for entertainment. That's why dabblers like myself tend to study outside of large communities.
Humans use magic for entertainment?
Some kingdoms wish to revive the war wizards of old, so all people in those realms who want to learn or practice magic go to apprentice with the crown, where they learn the martial application of magic, and are then conscripted into the magic guard for that king's army.
Humans are using magic to wage war?
A well-placed, well-timed magic effect can turn the tide of many a battle. Yes, indeed, it can.
You know, kid, you travel too far north and one of those kingdoms will snap you up and you'll get stuck in some magic battle brigade. Be careful.
But magical items. No one has known how to permanently imbue an item with magic for centuries. Not since the great Caldarian Empire, and when it fell, so did the knowledge, skill, and ability to do so.
Items with magic get discovered from time to time. Tomb and grave robbers, historical diggings.
Certainly is a lot of robbing going on in these lands.
And when an item of magic comes into a community of humans tightly packed together, the authorities deem it dangerous and demand that it is registered with the city for safety.
Because humans don't know how to safely handle magic.
Well, I wouldn't.
Exactly. Though us dwarves also need to declare any magic weapons we may have brought from our forges into a human city. But it has been ages since the Pact of Dwarves and Elves made that a common commodity, as you well know.
As I was saying.
Well, you know how Tantamus gets when he starts talking about magic and such.
What sort of magic is imbued in the item?
I was getting to that. It's a wand.
Really?
A what?
Is that dangerous?
Could be, depending.
Why do they have her if they also have the wand?
Oh.
Because
they think she controls the wand.
They think she... Why do I go through the trouble to find these things out?
Well, they can't make it work, and they think she knows its secret.
Ah, she was just selling it as an old relic, not as a registered magical item, but they think otherwise.
Yes. For now, they're trying to convince her.
They're torturing her.
Oh!
To reveal the magical elven secret.
Oh no!
Since Perchinog is elven, they think she can make the wand work.
But that's ridiculous! She's only half-blood anyways, but we don't just innately make magic happen.
They think otherwise. Idiots.
We have to study and practice magic just like anyone else. It just takes a very long time to learn, and we happen to live a very long time.
Aye, a long-lived species you are, but there's a knack you need for it too. Not many of our stock have that knack.
And they're hurting her, to try to force her to work it for them.
That's the word from the collective.
Can we find out where they are?
No, not from the collective anyway. The gang registered rights all proper for the job, so the collective is tight-lipped about the details. I couldn't even bribe them for information. They shut me down completely.
What are we going to do?
Can we find a freelance contact in the city?
No, This is exactly the kind of thing that freelancers avoid, getting into criminal collective staked territory. They avoid it like death, because it literally is.
We can threaten them. My axe can be pretty persuasive.
No. Stealing from Perchinog was bad enough. Threatening or torturing someone is too much, even to save her from harm.
We're nary flush with options, lass.
Verasta, what if we were a client to the job?
What?
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 Or if we could offer a service to complete the job.
What are you talking about?
Out with it, lad.
Well, they need to make the magic work. They think that Perch... whatever her name is...
Perchinog.
Perchinog can activate the wand. So they took her, but that's not working.
Yes?
Tell them I can make it work. Would that get us access to the robbers?
A consultant third party.
Of course. That'll get us a seat at the table.
And with rights to a cut, too.
And we take our cut in trade.
In trade, lad?
For her.
For who?
For Perchinog.
Yes, unharmed and safe.
I'll go find a collective rep. This should work, but can you do it, boy?
Does it matter?
I like the way you think.
Are you working up a double cross, lad?
That would be a dangerous game to play, and bad to bet on.
Well, I know magic theory, and I've been fascinated with the idea of imbuing an object with magic, so I studied how to deconstruct the magical endowment of an object to learn its properties, which would include its activation. Most people who study magic don't even bother to study this. Permanently imbued items are so rare to find, and access to relics and artifacts is so rare, learning to study them is even rarer.
So, you can make the wand work?
Well, there's no guarantees, but at the very least, it will hopefully keep them from harming Perchinog.
You've been listening to Lullafee's City Adventure Part 3, a Dungeons & Damsels fireside adventure by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by Jack Harbison, Karen O'Brien, Daniel Rovan, Aaron Summonsby, and Zoe Waits. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfwell. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Perovich. Music by Mark Rose. Medieval music by Johnny Easton. Lullafee's City Adventure is a fireside adventure short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions.